exactly what order they're going to do everything they're going to do in tonight. But he'll also, did you give them your DVD or whatever you have?
We don't have DVD.
Okay. And then he'll preach for us as well. They're going to sing. He's got his guitar there ready to go, man. Anyway, we're looking forward to it. They are missionaries to India. Now, I didn't actually mention this, I don't think, but she was a single missionary. I forget the name of the country you told me you were in. But anyway, and then so they met, and now they're going to India together. So praise the Lord. And the mission board he's with wouldn't let him go until he got married, so he had to get married before he could go to the mission field. But anyway, so there you have it.
Well, we are going to sing for y'all, but before that, I'd like to introduce my wife and Pastor Grass, that she would give a simple testimony so she can tell you a little bit about what she did in Tunisia and how we kind of ran into each other.
Well, I can honestly say it was all the Lord. It was not of us, that's for sure. But let me start. I was saved when I was 5 years old, and I was blessed to grow up in a Christian home. Fast forward to in college, I got to go on my first missions trip to go to Peru in South America. And the thing that I got from that trip was that it's not so different. They have church service with singing and preaching, and yeah, it's different, but maybe not so different. And maybe you could do it. And I looked at the Lord and said, you must have the wrong person. Fast forward through 5 years, and I got to go for 6 weeks to Morocco in North Africa. And at first I thought, no way. It's a Muslim country, it's hot, no way. But the Lord just broke my heart for the Muslim people. The fact that they grew up in a country where they've never heard the gospel, and I did, that was the only difference. I got to hear the gospel and get saved. They haven't heard. And so the missionaries who were there, Tyler and Gretchen Masters, asked if I might be willing to go back and work with them. So I went, and September of 2013, I landed in the country of Tunisia, North Africa. If you look at a map, it's directly across from Italy in the Mediterranean. And while I was there, I got to learn so many things, not only about like ministry overseas and what it's like, but what it's like to live overseas, including cooking. It's totally different. Driving, oh my goodness, totally different. Paperwork, all these things about living overseas that's just so different, I got to learn. And now I get to use that in India with Sam.